Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you might remember a couple of weeks ago we talked to Gary Sinise on the program, and he mentioned a play that he was producing called Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret. And man, I'll tell you what, this thing is powerful. He's producing it with Scott Mann, who also authored the New York Times best-selling book, Operation Pineapple Express. Scott wrote and is starring in Last Out and joins us here on the National Defense. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Randy. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for setting it up that way. I'm so glad that you talked to Gary as well. He is an amazing human.
He is an amazing human and is always doing great work. So I knew that if he was involved with this, it must be something special.
And, right.
You know, I've seen a couple of pieces with you, Scott, and I understand that there's quite a journey in getting this play produced, right?
There really was. You know, I spent the bulk of my life, my adult life, as a Green Beret. I mean, it was something I'd wanted to do since I was a kid. And I retired in 2013 and then found myself working with Green Berets and other veterans in a nonprofit years later. And then when Afghanistan collapsed, you know, caught up in that. But I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would write a play and then complete my midlife crisis by acting. But it has been an amazing journey, and one that I'm really proud of, and one that I am still doing, and I just love every second of it.
Yeah, you guys are currently on a national tour, and
right.
Before we get to the play, you kind of skipped over a couple of things in your life that are pretty good. Number one, you retired as a lieutenant colonel, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you weren't done with Afghanistan. This Operation Pineapple Express, man, this is crazy stuff. And we've had somebody else on the show from Project Dynamo. Do you know those guys at all?
Yeah, Brian and those guys.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
Yeah, and so same kind of deal. This is 10 years after you got out of the military, and you got a call from an interpreter that you had worked with, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, his name was Nizam, and I served. Well, actually, he was a commando,
and an
Afghan Special Forces sergeant. And get this, he actually went through our Green Beret qualification course. He was a certified U.S. Green Beret weapons sergeant.
Wow.
This guy was legit, and you know, he was hiding in his uncle's house like Anne Frank, and no place to go. You know, texting me saying, you know, I guess this is it. And that just devastated me. It was bad enough that Afghanistan ended the way it did. And
right.
Then we left our allies like that. But the thought of this young man who I had known since 2010, who had took a bullet through the mouth defending U.S. Green Berets.
How
could we leave this guy? So we put together a small group. Now, what's different than what the Dynamo guys and Tim Kennedy and those amazing humans did, they went over there and actually pulled people out. What we did was we figured, as retired guys with a lot of time there, a strong network, what we could do is we could help present guys like Nizam and other commandos, other interpreters, to the 82nd, the Marines that were standing watch on those gates looking at thousands of faces that they could not discern who was who.
Sure.
We could work with them and then responsibly present guys like Nizam and other fighters to them with vetted cred, saying, hey, this guy's real, pull him in. And that was what Pineapple became, using an open sewage canal and a 4-foot hole in the fence.
Wow.
We worked with the guys on the gate to pull in about 1,000 dudes.
Wow. To get 1,000 people out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely nuts. And so after you do this, you had this play in the works for a while. How long ago did you write this play?
I started working on this play 6 years ago, because it actually started when my oldest son told me he was joining the Army. He was going to go SF, Special Forces. And I thought, man, most of the country doesn't even know we're at war. And one of my mentors, who had helped me get through a very dark period in my life where I almost took my life, had taught me the power of storytelling. He was a former NFL player named Bo. He had written a play. He had become an actor. And he was like, Scott, you got to write this story. You got to tell the story from the stage, because then American civilians and politicians, when they sit there in that room and they watch that story told from the stage, they'll feel it in their gut and it'll mean more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I started working on it 6 years ago. We toured in 2019, Randy. We put 28,000 miles on a U-Haul van with our little nonprofit, The Hero's Journey. Wow. all veteran cast, and we performed it for thousands of civilians and veterans, 250 post-traumatic stress interventions in the lobby.
Wow.
With our counselors, and 75 Gold Star families we've performed it for. Up, and then Gary saw it after the collapse. We had turned it into a low-budget film on Amazon Prime. He saw it, and he called me. Like, he didn't even know me, and he called me, and he was like, hey, this thing needs to go on the road. Let's make it happen.
And, you know, it's funny. We're talking to Scott Mann here in the National Defense. Some people might be confused about, you know, what does Gary Sinise know about plays? Well, he just started the legendary Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. So, you know, that's number one.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he doesn't really reach out that often, I don't think, for anything other than something that he's just very, very proud of and inspired by. And
right.
I saw the trailer for Last Out, and man, it is very powerful. And the thing that I love about what you said, Scott, for veterans and civilians, because that's so,
yes,
that's so important to get that out there, right?
It really is. And, you know, really, like, if you're listening to this, whether you are, if you're a civilian that has never been around the military, or whether you are a veteran that did multiple combat tours, or a family member, what's going to happen is you come to this show, you sit in that audience together, right? In old school storytelling from the stage, you're going to see the story of a guy named Master Sergeant Danny Patton, who was based on three Green Beret team sergeants that didn't make it home, that worked with me. And Danny is severely wounded in the first scene, and he's trying to ascend to the warrior resting place of Valhalla. And he's stuck. He's stuck between his firebase and his living room, and he can't ascend. And so his best friend, who was killed in the Pentagon, named Kenny, comes down from Valhalla with a few other what they call operators, who are shapeshifters, and they become all the people in Danny's life, Randy, who made his heart pump the most blood. His wife, Lynn, his son, Caden, but also his arch nemesis, Saeed Wali and Colonel Smith. And so what they do is they take Danny back through his life from the time he joined the Army, got married, 9/11, deployment after deployment to Afghanistan, until he finally figures out what he's holding on to and he's able to let go and ascend.
Oh,
and
wow.
When that happens, the audience goes through this cathartic ride together. And then at the end, the lights come up. By the way, it's all veterans and military family members on the stage.
Wow.
When it's over, they walk out on the stage, they sit down on the actors' cubes, and they have a talk back the way we used to do as a community with the veterans, the civilians,
right,
about what came up, what it meant. And that's how this play is, I think, saving lives around the country right now.
Yeah, it's called Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret. And now, Scott, so is this guy kind of like in a purgatory state?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right, I got
you. Exactly right. And it's a Wonderful Life with body armor.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, and you star in this thing. Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, how many lives have you led already?
Oh, my God. And when I told my wife, Monty, she's sitting here right beside me now, when I told her I was going to start acting, she was like, you got to be kidding me. But she supported me 100%. And you know what I did was I traveled to New York City because, you know, as an SF guy, if you're going to learn a new skill, you learn from the best.
Right.
And so I went to New York City without telling anybody. And I would also drive to Sarasota from Tampa three times a week and study acting. But I studied under Larry Moss, Carl Bury, these amazing acting coaches who were very excited, I guess, about this project because they felt like it was so unconventional that,
yeah, you know,
even now, half our cast, my son is in it. He's never acted in his life. Chris Vetzel, an infantryman who was blown up and buried alive and had to dig himself out, has never acted in his life. But they are now in it. They trained for a year under these amazing coaches. And I'm telling you, people, it's so funny. They come to the show, Randy, and they think, oh, we're going to watch an after-school special and look at the cute veterans doing a play. And
right,
when it's over, they're like, oh, dear God. You know, it's really funny because it's people just don't expect the level of performance that they get because we have trained so hard for this and we put so much into it. And we know that the guys and girls sitting in that audience, there's Gold Star moms out there. There are wounded warriors out there. This is their story we're telling from the stage. And we do it with a level of reverence and emotion and energy that's, I think, what probably Gary's the most proud of, because not only did he start Steppenwolf, he did a play called Tracers about Vietnam in the early 80s. And I read about it in Grateful American, and I took such inspiration from it. And, you know, they connected so deeply with the Vietnam veterans in the audience that's the standard we hold ourselves to every time we do this show.
And Scott, I don't think it's not just the training of the actors. You guys have lived this. And
right.
Is it tougher to act it out or to live it out?
So that's a great question. For me, and I think the cast would agree, it is very cathartic for us to tell the story. Storytelling in its general form heals the brain and it mends the soul, and it has for tens of thousands of years. This is how civil society has brought our warriors home. That's why our nonprofit, The Hero's Journey, we focus on helping warriors and first responders tell their story, because when you tell your story, the brain starts to make meaning out of that lived experience. So there's a self-healing component to it, Randy, but also the audience can sit there, and whether this is from civilian life all the way to hard combat, they sit in the safety of that story and they can process their own lived experience in the safety of the story that's being told on the stage. And so there is this catharsis and this collective healing that's going on. Now, in the beginning, I will say that it was tougher to tell the story in many ways than to live it. But here's why, is because I, like so many of my peers, had just pressed it down. I had not dealt with it. I was not getting help for it. And so our acting coaches, we have breath therapists that travel with us. We have PTS counselors that travel with us. And so what we learned through telling the story actively from the stage in the service of the audience was how to metabolize our own trauma. And contained within that, I believe, is a massive mechanism by which we can heal hearts and souls of this massive mental health problem that we have with veterans and civilians nationwide.
Yeah, and civilians. Exactly.
And civilians. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're talking to Scott Mann here in the National Defense. The play is Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret. And you can watch a short video if you go to GarySinisFoundation.org/last-out. It's a lot to say, but it'll be on the website. Is there another place that people can go?
If you want to go deeper, because a lot of people are really interested in life. To being, you know, like we have an award-winning documentary and a lot of video content on this. If you go to lastoutplay.com.
Lastoutplay.com.
Yep, you can. Everything is there too, and it goes deeper. You can watch the documentary. You can watch the film on Amazon Prime. And you can jump over to Gary's site from there as well. But like, if you want to really get into this project and see what we're doing, lastoutplay.com offers a really cool, like, guided, you know, journey.
Oh, that is so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got to get you to a show, man.
Well, I was going to say, is there a schedule, the tour schedule on there too?
Yep. Yeah. Both of those websites. But if you go to lastoutplay.com, the schedule is right there. And, you know, it's a limited run right now with Gary's support. We've been able to do 9 cities, but, you know, it's already coming to a close, hard to believe, but like we'll be in Sioux Falls in July, and then but one city per month all the way up until October, and then we're trying to figure out what we're going to do next. But as you can imagine, you know, keeping this thing on the road is a lot.
Sure.
And so I would tell people, if you want to come experience this thing, we've had people fly from across the country, bring their families. It is worth it. I mean, because you can come to a couple of shows. We run a storytelling workshop for veterans for free while we're there. I mean, it's just a real community event like we used to do as a civil society. And I think bringing your – people ask me, well, should I bring my kids? And the thing I tell them is, do they play Fortnite? And if the answer is yes, then yeah, bring your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, not a lot of plays can you go to that you get a therapy session included for absolutely free. That's pretty
100%.
That's pretty good.
100%. And the talk back as well. You know, the talk back, a lot of people say that the talk back is as impactful and powerful to them as the play. And the reason is I call Last Out, it's our emotional breaching tool. You know, it basically opens, storytelling opens everybody up. There's a shared perspective in the room after the show. And you know what? People are ready to talk. People are ready to talk about PTS. They're ready to talk about mental health. They're ready to talk about moral injury and all of those things that we avoid. You know, and what's so great about it is it lets us as a community get way beyond thank you for your service. It lets us actually dive into in a deep, meaningful way what this 20-year war has meant to these men and women who lived it and their families, and what we should learn from it and what we can do going forward to get our warriors back in the game. And you know, to think about the future wars and right. You know, it's not a video game. I mean, there's a real cost to this. And after you see the play, then you felt it, and you're going to be more, I think, judicious about how we send our young men and women into harm's way.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it becomes not them. It's all of us.
It's
right?
us. Yeah. And there's the shared cost.
Yeah.
And I think, again, that's why Gary, he gets that on such a fundamental level. He sat in the audience in San Diego, which, by the way, let me tell you, doing the play, as and you got friggin' Gary Sinise sitting out
right.
there.
Right. Right.
But Randy, he was so gracious and so proud of our cast and our team. And I just, man, that dude is probably one of the most special humans on the planet.
Yep.
And he has supported not only the play, but he has supported this project in a way that he recognizes we're in a mental health tsunami right now for our post-9/11 veterans. And we need to come together as a community, as multiple communities, and bring them home.
And post-Afghanistan veterans. You know, we talked to so many people on this show that after things went the way they did in Afghanistan, you know, I mean, so many people said, well, what was I doing over there? What did it matter? You know,
right, 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 right. Exactly.
So yes. That's why this is so important. Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret. You can go to lastoutplay.com. Lieutenant Colonel, you're a stud. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you, Randy. And thanks for what you do, man. Giving a voice to our community. And you know, we need it, man. We need storytellers like you out there. So thanks for stepping up for us.
It is absolutely my honor. Thank you, Scott.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.